Blog Talk Radio.
Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks so much for tuning in this Friday and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It is always an exciting time to have so many people joining us and sharing the knowledge and the information that is available to you listeners here on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. You are listening to a program that actually started approximately 19 years ago when my business partner Tom and I had the most wonderful privilege to start a mission that was given to us and brought us together that actually has been about 24 years plus. And Mind, Your Body, and Spirit was one of those things that was created in the very first 4 years of this mission. And Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper. The Healthy Referral is a full-size 36-page newspaper totally dedicated to preventive natural health, personal growth, and a novel idea, positive news. We recommend, not because this is a mission that has come through us, but we recommend that more people take the time to read these kinds of publications and forget about a lot of the other things that are made available to us, whether we're talking about newspapers, magazines, the news. So much negativity is hitting everyone in the internet as soon as you go in onto it. So we want to thank each and every one of you for your interest in the Healthy Referral newspaper. It is a quarterly publication. There are many people around the planet who promote their missions and their businesses within the Healthy Referral newspaper as well as on this radio show, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. For questions after the show, you are welcome to give us a call at 216-533-2273. Once again, 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Just as it sounds, healthy, and then referral is R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. I'm only telling you the spelling of that because we get all kinds of spellings for referral, so it is spelled R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L. That way you won't have to call or do extra searching wondering why you're not getting into our website. To email us, M-A-R-C-H-I-A, C, M as in Mary, at yahoo.com, Marcia, C-M, at yahoo.com. We love starting our shows periodically with some motivational quotes or stories. There's a few of them that I was reading through today and thought we would share them with you. If we did all the things that we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. You might remember that by Thomas Edison. Another one is a very familiar one. Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it, by Dennis Kimbrough. One more, and then we'll get started with our wonderful show today. Another famous one is everyone has problems. Some are just better at hiding them. Actually, that's an unknown, so if anybody wants to claim that one, they can. Again, if you have a favorite short story, inspirational story, or quote that you want to go ahead and share, you're welcome to email us those. And just in the subject line, say for Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. That way we will be sure to see it. And any other comments that you have, that would be great. We'll be looking for some of those from you. Also, suggestions as to what you would like to hear on the show. We are getting lots of wonderful ideas. Those are always exciting to see the many topics that people are interested in. So we do consider those. Be sure to let us know, and we'll take a look and see what we can do. We have two very wonderful interviews today. The first being Empower Yourself with a Program That Can Help Rebuild Your Heart in Easy-to-Do Steps. And Reverend Joe, as I call him, but Reverend Joe Futterer, and he's going to say Futterer, but I'm going to let him tell you exactly how to say that. We've had fun with his name. Actually was introduced to me by my beautiful, wonderful sister in California. And from the moment that Reverend Joe and I started to talk and I learned of his mission, it just really rang close to my heart. And it happened to be in the month of February, which was Heart and Love Month. And Reverend Joe is going to share with you his personal experience with nursing himself. Now, what do you think it's going to be? Since I gave you a little clue there. Nursing himself back to health and bringing the size of his heart back to a healthy size. And yes, it can be done. He did it. And he is the author of the book, Miracle, How to Rebuild Your Heart. It is available through Amazon, along with an added bonus when ordering a healing meditation and visualization, which can assist you going into deeper healing, as well as bonus number two, which is an informative, priceless paper about vitamins and minerals that Reverend Joe actually used in his healing. Miracle Rebuild Your Heart program is also available on Kindle. All this amazing technology, it's very exciting. Be heart healthy now. A powerful thought. I made a couple more notes here, and I think what I'm going to do is not get into too much more of this because I really want Reverend Joe to share this. He's more able to get into the details. But our human bodies have the ability to heal and repair themselves when we give them what they need in order to do so. So let's get informed to have a healthier heart and take control of our future now. Reverend Joe's program will show you how to learn more and to move forward with this. His web address is www.heartmusclerebuild.com. Again, heartmusclerebuild.com. And Reverend Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Good to hear your voice.
I want to thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It was a real joy to, as I said a moment ago to the listeners, to have my sister come forth and create this introduction, and everything has come from it. And we're looking for a more extended opportunity as your information gets into our e-newsletter and also into the Healthy Referral newspaper. So, Joe, how about if we just go ahead and start, and I'm going to let you do the majority of the talking, because I mentioned the How to Rebuild Your Heart, and I would just like you to go ahead and say, to share with the listeners exactly, if someone doesn't have heart issues, you know, what would you say to them?
Well, I run into that a lot, and people will say, well, what's this got to do with me? There's nothing wrong with my heart. And I'll go, well, I felt the same way. I was healthy. No family history of heart problems. I wasn't taking any medications. Then, out of the blue, as it always happens, I was involved in a car accident, and the only damage was from the side airbag. I thought airbags were supposed to protect you. Well, anyway, this one broke my rib, and that was the rib right over my heart. Didn't think too much about it. Oh, yeah, I got a broken rib, big deal. Well, it bruised my heart unknown to me, and several months later, a virus took advantage of the weakened heart condition, and it entered my heart and created congestive heart failure. Surprise! Well, in piecing all of this stuff together through different sources, I sort of realized what happened. And my cardiologist tells me that maybe a third of heart failure cases come from viruses. I'd never heard that. You know, of course, I don't hang around with viruses and they don't talk to me, so okay. You know, I know some germs, ladies and germs, but I don't know any viruses. So fortunately, I'd been on a good regimen of supplementation, and I wouldn't have had the heart stamina to make it through this ordeal, I don't think, otherwise. And so this book is about prevention as much as it's about rebuilding the heart. So if you don't have a heart problem, you might. And if and in other ways, just using my supplementation, pick and choose whatever you want, you can increase your overall health. So it's there's a lot of pluses to it.
Mm-hmm. So in publishing the book, because you experienced heart failure and know how it feels, you know, to face that, this is basically meant, as you said a moment ago, as a, and you use the term life preserver, to those that are kind of adrift out there, and know that basically when someone is going to get, I don't know, their heart monitored or whatever, I know that there are lots of different things that physicians recommend that they do, but you, the one thing that stands out, one of numerous things, is that you leaned more toward the natural ways of doing things, and you chose to respond to the physicians in a way that was, no, thank you, I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah, and they thought I was nuts. Well, maybe I am. Well, there's a big ocean out there. It's called, oh, no, what am I going to do? You know, and it's that's where you need the life preserver, because I felt that way. I mean, here I am in the hospital with heart failure, and I'm going, what am I going to do? And, you know, I really had to pull it together. I fortunately had a chiropractor that gave me some supportive information. And even though I knew a lot of information, I was just yanked out of my comfort zone. And my brain went on, you know, what, deflect. You know, it was like, So, you know, okay. My cardiologist was a really neat guy. I liked him. And he used all the drugs and devices. But like you said, I'm more of a natural supplement and food oriented kind of person, and I've spent my life staying away from doctors, hospitals, and pharmaceuticals. I mean, you know, it was a big vampire type of thing. Stay away from me. And all of a sudden I had to deal with it. Fortunately, I'm an optimist and a positive thinking person. So I did get depressed about the situation, but I took control. I researched and enhanced my heart's health with even further supplementation. And I suspect I had an edge here, since I'm a vitamin and mineral specialist, a certification that was awarded to me for my studies in the vitamin field. And I've been using supplements all my life. My mother, bless her soul, started me on them when I was 5. I was like, another pill, yuck. And, you know, Mom. So I worked in the vitamin field when I was 32 and for a few years, and I've been using them ever since. I really, in the vitamin field, I really got to play with a lot of vitamins. And minerals and supplements and all kinds of strange things, amino acids. And I got to experiment and have fun with them, and I learned a lot. So that helped me. And my cardiologist, he told me at the beginning of this journey that I'm on that there were three things that could happen, right? I could get better. Oh, boy. I could stay the same. And or I could need a heart transplant. Ooh, I don't want to do that. Of course.
Oh, great choice there, right?
Yeah, what kind of choices are these? I looked at him, you know, and I wasn't into drugs, and I gave him a big spiel on that. I remember when he was discharging me from the hospital that first time, I said, "Hey, I took some Advil. Is that okay?" And he says, he looked at me with a real serious face, and he said, "I thought you didn't take drugs." And I went, "Oh, he got me." So anyway, being the optimist, I chose to get better. Good guy. Anyway, over the years, every time I would see him, I'd go in for a visit every so often, he would check me over and look at me and go, "Miracle." And I went, "Oh, that feels good. Thanks. But why did you say that?" And he said, "Well, that most people with heart failure didn't live as long as I did, and, like me, didn't continue to get better." I'm going like, "Whoa, that's pretty nice. You know, that's a good thing to, you know, put in my subconscious." So I said, "Well, don't stop telling me. I like that." And
yes,
he gave me a great title from my book, Miracle. He doesn't get royalties, just a nice card at the holidays.
Well, at least you're sending him a constant reminder that you're still around.
Yeah, you know, he's a really, really, you know, not all doctors, you know, relate to you really well. Some of them are just cold. Some of them are just clinical. And,
right.
Well, I'm out there. So, I mean, you know, hey, here I am. They have a hard time ignoring me. So.
Right. So, I know I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but how about if we go ahead and let listeners know where they can find some information and what they should do?
Okay. My book is available at my website, which is heartmusclerebuild.com. Now, I know that you spelled some of your things at the beginning, so maybe I'll spell something. Heart, you all know how to spell that. Muscle, M-U-S-C-L-E, and rebuild.com. And what's really neat about my website is that at this time I have two bonus gifts. Who knows? I might add more as I think them up. But the first one, see something good, I'll put it on there, you know. So the first one is a paper I wrote about vitamins, supplements, and so on, and what to look for when considering them. There's a lot of product out there, different quality levels. How do you tell one from another? How do you even, you know, get a starting point? And that sort of is an education piece. And then the other one is one that came to me not too long ago. It's a 15-minute audio meditation and visualization for heart healing. And I learned how to do creative visualization when I studied hypnotherapy and got my clinical hypnotherapy certificate. And so this one is really good. You can listen to it as often as you want. It's just a great bonus. It's you don't see too much of this stuff, so that will help anybody who's interested. And like you mentioned, book.
I was going to say, I think that, or I feel that the meditative visualization energy is something that can help us, you know, in every arena, so why not this one? So I think that was a great choice to go ahead and add something like that.
Well, the mind runs the body, and, you know, so if you're telling the mind and your visualization what to do, then it's got some direction.
Exactly. So the book is also available on the Amazon Kindle, right?
It's on the Amazon Kindle, and I'm looking forward to go, bestseller pretty soon. And they also have a nice feature that allows you to read about 10% of the book before you look, you know, get it.
Right.
And I have a link to Amazon on my website if it makes it easier for you to find the book. They also have different apps for various readers like iPhone, iPad, Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone 7, and so on. Unfortunately, the Kindle version doesn't have my great bonus gifts. And you can only get those from me. Now available at Joe's site only.
So they would just have to, listeners, as you're hearing this, sounds like you will want to go to Joe's site or Reverend Joe's site so that you do take advantage of the bonuses, and plus you'll be able to communicate with them a little more directly. But do whatever is the easiest for you.
Plus, I follow up with anybody that buys from me with emails every so often as I learn updates or new things that might make my book more effective, you know, or insights that I get that they might like to have. And so I'll send out free bonuses just, you know, without calling them a bonus, just more information.
Right, additional good pieces, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you care.
So as you were continuing through your healing journey, what would you say was the real miracle? I know that every part of it played a role, let's say. However, I know that you do have some very strong feelings about what could be considered the real miracle. And what would you say to that?
Well, the real miracle, obviously, was the supplements I've taken all along, because they allowed my heart to be strong enough to deal with this. And there's another supplement that I stumbled on in my research that I think stands head and shoulders above everything else as far as the heart goes, the heart muscle. And it really, really made a big difference. When I first found it, by accident, I was looking for some vitamin information for somebody else, and I went to look in a certain place, and there was what I wanted for them, but also this other nutrient. I went, wow, I've never heard of this. And so I said, I'm going to try this. So I decided, you know, it had good clinical trials and so on, which is unusual for a nutrient or a supplement. You don't usually hear too much about those. And so I started taking it, and I said, okay, before I do this, I am going to have an echocardiogram as like a start point, you know, so that, you know, if the medical community wants to see what I've done, I've at least got a documented, you know, stepping stone.
Very good idea.
And,
excellent idea.
Yeah. Well, plus, for me, it was like, okay, how am I going to know if this is doing any good? Because it's really hard sometimes to tell what your heart's doing. You know, thumpity bump, it's going, but you don't know what's going on inside. So,
you know, I've always said that it would be great if we had a button that we would just push and we became translucent and we can see everything that's going on. And then I said that to someone one time, and they went, oh, I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Yeah, who wants to look in there anyway, right? I mean,
it's like when
they draw blood, I don't look. It's like, I don't want to see that. You know, I know what you're doing, but I don't want to see it. You know, so anyway. So I had the echocardiogram.
You had this done every 4 months, was that it?
Yeah, I would get one done every 4 months. My cardiologist, again, being a good guy, and the fact that I didn't have good insurance, would give me a cash price on the echo. So it cost me like $250 compared to a major university that I'd been at before, who wanted $2,000 for the same thing. So I guess that's how they pay for the university, you know. Okay. So anyway,
we'll leave that alone. But go ahead.
And what I found from doing this is that my heart was improving and it was shrinking. Now I had an enlarged heart. And nobody ever told me I could shrink my heart. What a bonus. You know, I mean, Scrooge should have known about this. He could have taken these things because he was always shrinking his heart.
Oh,
that's a different kind of...
a cute analogy, but that's okay. So how big was your heart, and what is actually normal?
Well, the normal size of a heart, and they're measuring inside of the left ventricle, is the normal way to go. And the normal size in there is across the left ventricle interior is about 6 centimeters. And mine was enlarged to 9.7 centimeters, which the doctors told me at that size my heart was too flaccid or weak to withstand any new heart episode, like, you know, a rapid heartbeat over 170, 200 beats per minute. And they said, oh, here, implant this goodie in your chest just in case. I'm not big on just, you know, being the Terminator and sticking stuff in me. So I said, nah, no thanks. Maybe later, talk to me later. That seemed a little, you know, they seemed to back off. And I said, oh, well, I'll talk to you later about that. I'm in the hospital right now, or I'm doing this right now. And my cardiologist, again, being an honest guy, he said, if I had the defibrillator implanted, I was pretty much married to it. And I said, well, hey, I'm already married. I don't want to cheat on my wife. So.
Goodness.
Yeah. I looked into these implanted defibrillators, did a little Googling, and it turns out they're a several $1 billion a year business. Is that why they're being pushed so hard? What do you think?
So,
it is.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, my turn. I brought the size of my heart down to 7.5 centimeters as of my last echo. Now, that's pretty good. I'm getting real close to normal size. And I asked my cardiologist, is shrinking my heart good? Well, that was a loaded question. Of course it was good. He said, my heart was definitely stronger, and he could see it squeezing more on the echo. I said, well, that's good. I mean, you know, if it's squeezing more, it's going to be pumping more blood out. It's going to be, you know, doing things, you know, the way it should. And I've been able to cut way back on all of my medications so that I'm on a very minor dose of certain medications. And, you know, I'm just continuing to work towards the, you know, goal of being totally fine.
And I feel that when people are hearing things like this and gaining the knowledge and the information from you, having already experienced it, you know, that's really what people need to hear.
Right.
And give them hope instead of, because, again, we have to be very aware and alert when something goes on with us so that we're not finding ourselves stepping into things that we haven't even given consideration to, but just moved forward with it because somebody said, here, this is what you need to do.
Right.
And more people need to stop. They need to stop and realize that, as you said earlier, and we are a huge proponent of, and that is that when you give the body what it needs and, you know, and edify it, it will repair and a lot of times come back healthier than it was before. But the key is giving it what it needs.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I tell you, the medical business is good for a lot of diagnostics and so on, but they have one thing, and I'm afraid it's got to do with the pharmaceutical biz, is that there's a lot of scare going on. Well, if you don't do this,
right,
this is, you're gonna die, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, I better take this shit. You know, I better do this stuff.
Well, look at all the advertisements and everything. I mean, this has been going on for so long, and that's why, you know, people do need to wake up and realize true healing. True healing.
Fortunately,
is about.
We had a little break there in the ensuing previous 10 years, is that we were able to, you know, find out more about nutrients and foods and what's going on, and now there's this big push to try to ban all these substances, you know, like you had that fellow on your show that was fighting with the...
Oh, you're talking about Scott Tipps from the National
That's
Health
it.
Federation?
That's
mm-hmm.
it. We're, right. He, a great mm-hmm. job he's doing. I highly endorse him. And that's what we need. That's what we need. Because the government, I don't know, the government is lobbied by the pharmaceuticals, and that's who's going to end up running the game if we don't watch it. It's not not
well,
the government
you know, they've
people.
Been, they've been running it for a long time, and I feel that what's going on is there is a surge of good over evil, or use the words that you want. That's just, you know, one way to describe it. That or truth versus untruth, and
how about
that's
this
really
profit, profit over compassion?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, there can be deep pockets in this whole arena that we're now talking about, listeners. So, the bottom line is, as Reverend Joe and we are saying today, think for yourself. Do your own research, even with the things that are being shared with you today on the show.
Right.
And don't take anything, you know, as so. Do your own research and see what you yourself come up with. So, because, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of times the Western medicine, the medical profession, you know, kind of sees the body as a machine or a unit and not much else. And we are not saying all of them. We're saying a lot of them.
Well, yeah, one of the reasons I wrote this book was to give other people hope. Your glass can be half full rather than half empty, and there's ways to heal your heart other than the medical model. Now, I wish I'd had something like this as well laid out when I first encountered my problem. It certainly would have made a major difference in my life, even though I went out and found it, even though I thought I was not going to be able to, which brought me to this powerful thought. And you've touched on it a couple of times. The human body has the ability to repair and renew itself. I mean, most people believe we're born with the perfect body and it slowly deteriorates as we age until it finally falls apart. They see their body as a machine, you know, something that requires maintenance by the doctor. And as a matter of fact, the entire medical system believes that. But the mechanical model is precisely where modern medicine has gone wrong. A doctor's role in the healing process is very small. Maybe, you know, most of the job, 90% of it, is accomplished without any need of a physician or medicine. I mean, think about it. If you cut your finger, what happens? Well, it bleeds. Almost immediately, new tissue begins to form, and a few days later, you probably can't even tell where the cut was. Break a bone? Same thing. It heals, probably twice as strong or more than before. The same is true for damaged arteries, injured brain cells, nerve tissue, cartilage, and arthritic joints. You know, and what I found out about the heart muscle. So, you know, doctors have been quick to downplay this self-healing ability. They said, oh, joint cartilage doesn't regenerate very well. And then then they like to say, brain surgeons say, wow, you lose a neuron and that's it. They don't regenerate. And 3 years ago, cardiologists were sure that heart tissue damaged by a heart attack never repaired itself. Matter of fact, somebody told me that the other day, and I went, hold it. That's not true. You know, dead heart cells do regenerate. It's just that the body, as long as you're alive, is committed to repairing and regenerating itself. Now, there's just one catch. You got to provide the body's repair power with the nutritional materials and building blocks it needs to keep going and growing. And many of those materials, like easily available when we were younger, need replenishing when we're older. And maybe if you're not old, you know, you still got to think about that now. That's our job and not the doctor's. And it's very important to think about your body that way. So, you know, my book program, whatever you want to call it, lays out what I did, what brand supplements I use. And brand's important because there's a lot of brands out there, and some have more quality built in, and some are just out there, you know, I don't know why. And then how many of each I took and how often for me, where to get all of those supplements at the best prices, because I've been doing a lot of research and finding this brand here and that brand, the same brand in a number of places, and I'm amazed at the difference in price. the same brand. And then, of course, my research on those supplements. And so the other benefit of that is that you'll be equipped to understand what's going on and that you have options and that you can do it too. Part of I'm a minister, and I minister out in the world as I go. I don't have a church, but it hit me after I did this that my ministry was now helping people, you know, heal and recognize the power that they have inside. It gave me almost a new mission, and it felt really good. It's like, oh, I almost died, and gosh, you know, something came to me, and I came out of it, and now I'm doing this great thing. And it's like, well, and I always say, well, what am I doing? And it took me to write this book to figure out that that was it. So it's like, hey, this is my gift, you know? And at the small amount of money.
There's nothing like what I said earlier. A person who has experienced it themselves, and that's what you have. You know, you have your personal story to share, and that's very, very powerful. And to take that experience and knowledge and suggestions and put it into a book and a program is really the best way to do it. That way people then have what they need. And, you know, that truly is a ministry. You know,
and I also believe that you can't help somebody unless you've experienced what they're going through. So that's a real key thing there. It's like, it's nice to give advice, but if you've been there, the advice is a lot more potent.
Exactly. So with that being said, and all this great information, the book and the bonuses and everything, let's go ahead and tell the listeners again how they can acquire the book and so forth, and we will go ahead and give them that opportunity to do that. And thank you so very much for taking time again. I know we did just a brief time a while back, and the way things took place, this worked out excellent. This way, you know, there's a much more time for people to hear the quality of what this is all about. So,
well, you know, when you started with quotes. I'm going to throw in one here. I think I'm going to attribute it to Woody Allen. 80% of success is showing up.
Yes. Yes. And we might even stretch that to 90, right?
90, yeah. We'll make it 90 just for this show. If you showed up for this show, 90%.
So with that said, how about one more time? Then we have another guest that you might want to stay tuned to hear also. She's going to be sharing some wonderful things about, well, I'll just leave it at that. You can listen
okay.
in. So give your web address again.
Okay. It's heartmusclerebuild.com. Heartmusclerebuild.com. And I've got everything on there you need to know. Even if you want to go to Kindle, there's a link there. So it's the easy way to do it. Enjoy.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yes. There's so many people who can use this information, and it's interesting, the whole heart issue keeps coming around and around for us more and more. And I've just been going with it, you know, there's a reason for it. So just flowing with it's been real good. So thank you so much. And yeah, I look forward to meeting you in person at some point.
Get yourself out here.
Yes, I can visit my sister. Yes, I can do that.
Thank God for sisters.
All right, Joe. Thank you. And you have a great rest of the day, and I hope you're able to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, that was Reverend Joe, and all the information he shared is not only worthwhile, but so real. And that's what makes interviews like this so very worthwhile. Our second interview is with the listening therapy developed by Albert Tomatis, audio psychophonology. And I hope I pronounced that right. It's used for children and adults who have problems with focus, attention, ADD, ADHD, low energy, depression, autism, spectrum disorders, and singers, musicians, for what's called ear retraining. Those who could benefit from listening therapy, who might you think that would be? Children and adults with chronic pain or injuries, impairing function, infants with colic or birth trauma, also anorexia. And we will be speaking with Sharon, and I am actually definitely going to let Sharon give her last name when she comes on, because I'm not going to attempt this. And to see additional information about what Sharon is going to be sharing right now, you would go to www.listen.org. Now, let me tell you what that means. That means www.listen, and then the word dot, D-O-T, another word dot, D-O-T, and a third word dot, D-O-T, dot org. So it's listen, dot, dot, in all words, dot org. And the phone number for Sharon is 217-355-3507. Again, 217-355-3507. Sharon, are you on the line?
I am here. Hello.
Hi, dear. Hi, sweetie. How are you? I haven't met you or talked with you yet. Tom is my business partner, of course, is the one who met you, and this is all happening because of that. So I was very excited when I went online last night and was reading through everything, because there's a lot of what you're connected with that, you know, that I've been interested in and touched on in different ways. And, of course, I have three children that somehow got to be grown up already, and now I have two grandchildren, so I don't know how that happened. Oh, geez, tell me how that happened. Do you know how that
happened? Oh, no, you need to tell me how this happened and tell me the long version, not the short version.
No, I think we'll do that on another show. Okay, Sharon, can you please give us your last name, dear?
Sure, it's Corvi.
Corvi, okay. Corvi. Is that French?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I probably didn't need to ask that. If I had our dear friend Scott Tiffon, who lives in France, he'd probably say, oh, come on, you know that's French. anyway, you, while I read the site, oh my goodness, just so many good things. And then when you did send me a communication, I thought, well, you know, that is good, too, because we can kind of use that as a guide. So I did make some different notes on that when I went through the site, but I think we'll just go ahead and go with some of the things that you had shared. So as we get started,
mm-hmm.
how about telling, you know, what is your profession, or what was it, or I guess you still are, what is that?
Sure. I'm a nurse. I have a background in nursing and nursed in community mental health, hospitals, psychiatric nursing for many years, up through 1994, 95. Along the way, I was doing some study in New York and just had exposure to colleagues from other parts of the United States and some internationally, and I just saw that there was a lot more happening than I was seeing in the hospital.
Hmm. And when that was going on, I know the nursing field can be very interesting in many ways. We've had a number of people who've come by us through the years who have done, you know, nursing, both, you know, males and females. Mm-hmm. And being that you have been involved with this so long, you know, what is your sense about the things that you are doing and how well it's accepted, not just by the clients, but by the profession itself?
Well, as I've gone on, especially because I've been doing it over 22 years or more, I find people are more familiar with integrative therapies. And partly I find it's because within allopathic medicine, they've often bumped up against the limits of what their doctor might be able to give them.
Mm-hmm.
Within the profession of nursing, it depends on who you speak to. There's a high percent of nurses in the United States who no longer practice the profession within the system because our medical system does not reflect what many of us have learned in our profession, which is in ethics of care. We have CEOs running hospitals now and the PPOs, and what we know, how to help people prevent getting ill, how to educate them, empower them, how to work with the whole family system or their nutrition. There isn't any time for that in a for-profit system. So I kept trying to change it while I was in there, and then I saw that there was no desire really for change. It, you know, serves them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, Sharon, we, again, through these 24-plus years, know exactly what you're talking about, have numerous people who we've gotten to know who have taken or made a shift so that they can express more of what, you know, they really believe in, which is true healing, you know, at the core. So when you initially were trained, that was neuromuscular therapy that
I was studying in New York transpersonal and humanistic psychology. So that was my initial training, and I was at the time working at a hospice, and I saw someone who was part of the training who had liver cancer with really weeks to live, go through a total healing and was alive multiple years later. So I was in the process of about to move to the San Francisco area to become a psychologist. But I started to see that there was a way to engage the whole psyche that was not necessarily verbal. And we live in a society, I think, that's words can serve us, but sometimes we make them king or queen.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very, very, that's a very unbalanced state.
Yes.
And somewhere along the line, you know, people allow that to happen because I am a believer that, you know, we are the ones that allow things to happen. So if we're having this reflection looking back at us, that it is so out of balance and this is not what the whole Hippocrates, you know, oath is about, then you know, it's time for change. And, of course, there's a lot of change going on. We're living at a time in our world where truth is absolutely coming to the surface, absolutely, in many ways, in all areas, because, you know, we're in the middle of so much, and we hear and have the opportunity to learn of so many things. So it really is happening, and it's all good. You know, sometimes things have to get, for lack of a better word, you know, more yucky than before it actually takes a definite turn to the positive. So there's a lot of exciting things going on, and I tell people that all the time. Don't, you know, just don't get stuck in the negative. Just focus on what you're called to do, and that's the key. And so you're doing wonderful things. And then I saw the Rolfing method, and Tom and I had connected with a very dear person years ago who was the only person doing Rolfing in the Cleveland, Ohio area for a very long time. So got to know about the system of Rolfing, and you know that's a really very, very interesting arena.
Yeah, I think... May I say something here? One thing is when you say so much new is happening, for me, I feel like what's happening not only in the American culture, but probably worldwide, is the myth of the feudal lord or the great father, the great doctor, the whoever will, who will give us our own answers, is dying. And we felt the consequence of not taking responsibility for our own bodies, our own minds, but just believing, well, if I'm obedient to this new idea, will you make me better? Will you help me get my life back? And I think what's happening is something that for me is akin to street smarts. People who are at, you know, who are outside of the system, minorities, know where to find answers, and they construct their own because they've never had access to the system. And I think that's some of what's been happening to all of us with our bodies and our psyches, is there's knowledge from the bottom up, from direct experience, from each other. And that's what I find is so exciting. It's not a top-down filtration. And so for me, you know, what happens is it's larger than any one person. It's larger than myself. And I think for that reason it's more pervasive. Initially, I kept thinking, oh, I could try to bring new information into the medical system and they might want this. And I realized that I was still going along the top-down model. And it was more of a reactive stance. It was more trying to change them, show them where they were off base, where they weren't seeing things. And now, I probably because of my study with Marion Woodman, but also because of my clients, I see that one can create. One doesn't have to be an authority or have all the status or degrees. That one can take a creative stance and act on what one knows instead of just reacting to what, you know, may be destructive to us. And I think for me that's what I found along this whole path, is I had the good mentors and teachers who taught me to listen to the internal voice. And so, you know, I studied neuromuscular, and then I went on to study Vipassana techniques, which is a meditation, and the presence and death, and using that as the body. And then it was Rolfing, and then it was all along it's been my work psychologically, because I don't think that the body and the psyche are separate. So anyways, I guess I got to be a street kid. You know, I grew up blue collar, and instead of just thinking I wanted to become like the people at the top, I just had people who listened me into what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I listened very closely to every word you just said, and not that there needs to be an agreement on that, but I will go ahead and say it anyway, that I definitely agree with you. And healing, you know, for me through my life and my experiences have been such that from an inner knowing, you know, it's always spoken to me in a way that has said, you are already healthy and well. You know, you don't have to take on dis-ease. You know, you can speak out, listen. And this is, I'll never forget this one experience I had with a person I was speaking to. And she asked me, well, how do you know that? Now, I don't need to get into all what we were talking about. But she said, but how do you know that? And I said, well, I'm looking at her and I said, I just know. And she again says, but how do you know? And I finally said, I go within.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me, Sharon, and she actually, what she said to me was, what do you mean you go within?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you go within? And it was my first understanding that not everybody knew or knows what that means. And it's amazing. It is just so, we are so gifted in so many ways. And yes, you know, when we are, I don't even like using the word balance all the time, but, you know, when our mental, emotional, physical, spiritual are in alignment, I'll use that word, You know, it's absolutely amazing. And I know that you have done work with infants as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I work with infants who have had maybe a difficult birth or having some developmental delays or maybe respiratory or other problems. And so for myself, because I love science, I hold the tension between different sciences, osteopathic, allopathic, what I know from colleagues in Chinese medicine. But, Marcia, what I've seen come in my door was mothers who may have had a child who was handicapped in some way or something going on. But when I went slow enough to listen, that mother could articulate what she was knowing that was outside of what science knew. And I've seen kids who were told to be put in an institution who had come back, who were able to interact, who were living a good quality of life. And it's because people who love them, like you're saying, listened internally. But then it's the hard work of articulating it, of putting it into a form so it can be used. And I think it's what, whether it be that or other clients in the hospital, as I watched what they knew that we were never asking. We were asking our questions on our forms. And yet these people knew so much, and I'd hear them say something that I knew had to do with, say, a nerve that went from their waist to their knee, but to them it was just an instinct, a hunch. And so then I just kept realizing people knew a lot, but I had to have a disciplined ear as well as a patient ear. And so I watched it with the children and infants, you know, the autistic kids who came,
yeah.
The kids with Asperger's, or people who just had medical conditions that weren't resolving.
So if people who are listening today have questions because this may be something, you know, really different or new that they're hearing, are they able just to chat with you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I know that I gave your website and your phone number. Were those two correct?
Yes, I also have a landline that people can contact me on. It's 440-526-0526.
One more time, hon.
440-526-0526.
And how about if you give your website one more time?
Yeah, listen, .. which is spelled out, .org.
I have to say that I just thought that was the neatest website.
The name or the actual website?
And what I look forward to doing is, because we're this isn't as long of an interview that I would have liked, but we can chat and set something up for, you know, a future day, because I feel that this would be something to cover a little bit more. I love what you're doing, and different little bells went off for me that I won't bring up right now because our time isn't going to allow that. But I can email you and communicate, because I have some people that I think, you know, could really benefit from this. So I'll kind of talk to you about that another time. But I want to say thanks for such a last moment interview.
Yeah, it's lovely to begin speaking with you.
Oh,
I hope
thank
I
you.
Was clear with a little bit I've said.
You're just, you know, just we're just grateful that you're doing, you know, what you're doing, and it sounds like you're definitely doing what you're called to do, and that's what Tom and I want for everybody on the planet, is to be living their purpose. So thank you so much, Sharon, and you will hear from me.
Okay, Marcia, nice to speak with
okay.
you as well.
Okay. All right, talk to you later. Bye bye.
Yeah.
And again, The listeners, please take advantage of getting in touch with all these wonderful people and our two special ones from today. For questions about the show, you can call us at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. And we will see you next week on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Worldwide Radio Show.